Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 396, stanzas 1 through 6. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. 1 through 6 of 396.
But wicked men and women
Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe and to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest, when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, and that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. So far the reading of the Holy Word of God. We hope to remember in prayer this morning the family of Mr. Joe Van Herk, who passed away last night at the age of 50 years. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal God, we have heard in this morning already the tidings of death that have also entered into the families that may be here in our own congregation. A beloved brother, brother-in-law. And thou knowest that for him, that it is, that the lot is forever cast, that there is no coming back from our eternal place. Lord, wilt thou give the family strength in all their needs and cares? Wilt thou uphold them that do mourn under these very difficult circumstances? And may thou show thyself to be near to them in all the misery that we must experience in this life. And it is because of our own sin that we have brought death into this world. Thou didst threaten us. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we have continued, even against all the warnings and the threatenings. And so it has come upon him, but it will come also upon each and every one of us. The short time we have here below, a time of preparation, and then we come to thee, who givest unto us our life, and who requirest of us all things. Then we have to stand and answer the questions that thou wilt ask of us. Where is my image, in which I have created you? And what have you done with all my warnings and with all my callings? And what have you done with my law? Oh, what have you done with the preaching of the gospel? When my dear son that was laid before you, and he had no form, no comeliness in your eyes. Lord, how right and how just thou art to cut us off and to cast us from thy holy sight. Oh, it will be a day in which justice will be done to the everlasting condemnation of the wicked and to the eternal salvation of wretched, undone, unworthy sinners in and through thy only begotten Son. Oh, it will be a wonder for which they will glorify thee forever and forever. Oh, Lord, may we also do so. We gather in this morning, in this day, for a special service. That is to ask of thee blessings. And Lord, how can we ask when we deserve curses? We ask for of thee food and drink in the season that lies before us. And we deserve, because of our heart and our life, that thou would give us famine. and that nothing would grow. Lord, it is so right when thou wouldst pass us by, and when thou wouldst deal with us, such a blessed nation and a blessed people from above, as thou dealest with so many nations in this world, where thou dost give famine, and where there is starvation, and where if food is not brought in from elsewhere, then the people must die, and where the children do suffer. Lord, oh, remember them also this day, and in this season that lies before. Oh, may thou give a cry to thee to help in all those terrible circumstances. And we are in our prosperity such wretched creatures, because we take it all for granted, and we slap thee in thy face with all our iniquity and with all our sin, turning our backs to thee under all thy blessings. O Lord, wilt thou open our eyes this day under the preaching of thy holy word, and that for the first time in our life, that we may truly be given open eyes to see where we are in thy holy sight, but that it may become this day a grief to us, a burden to us, that we sin against such a good doing God. Oh, that it may break our hearts, that they may become contrite and upright before thee, to make a true confession of all our iniquity, and to turn us from our vain, carnal, and evil ways, to seek and to serve thee, the true and the only God, our Maker, our Creator, our Upholder, moment by moment. Oh, give us, Lord, a little impression thereof in this morning hour, that our hearts may go out to thee, even as they went out to thee in paradise in our creation. But oh, give us then to see how much that we need thy dear Son, that we may be forgiven all our many sins, and that we may be washed and cleansed also from the corruption that lies within our hearts, and from all that comes forth from us moment by moment. Oh, make thy dear Son precious to us. Make him lovely in our sight, who is lovely in thy sight. Oh, that we may come into that perfect agreement with thee. How that we so justly ought to be cast away, but that in thy dear Son there is mercy, that thou mayest be feared. Wilt thou go before each and every one, those that mourn, all widows, widowers, and orphans, uphold, strengthen them in the sorrow and the missing of this life. And Lord, wilt thou go before the farmers in the fields in the season that now lies before us. And when we ask it, it is an undeserved blessing, but wilt thou take reasons out of thyself to strengthen them, and to give that their labors may be blessed in the fields, and to give the moisture, the sunshine, to give all the conditions that are necessary to receive from thee, and that all things may prosper, and that we may receive the fruit of our hands, that we may continue on upon our journey a little while yet, with our dear children, traveling to that never-ending eternity. And bless the children in the schools, the principals, the teachers, and all those that labor together in the season also that lies before us. And may thou keep them from all accident and danger also, when many children will be helping their parents upon the farms. Lord, may thou keep on every side from accident and from danger. And may thou watch over us all together for good, that we might learn to work with great diligence and faithfulness according to thy command. And at the same time that our heart may not be set upon the riches that are lying in this world, which the prince of darkness does seek to draw us with, but that our riches may be in heaven, where Christ does sit at the right hand of his Father. Oh, that we may use this world as not abusing it, that it may be for us but a means, and that we may seek the face of the Lord, and that it may not become an end in and of itself, which we are so prone to do, to say, my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. O, keep us, Lord, from ourselves. And wilt thou have dealings with us as a people? O, that thou may also look on the need of our souls, that thy work may become evident, when also through ways of crosses in the way of providence, that thou may have dealings with us, and that thou may not allow us to go on our journey to eternity, taking all the blessings for granted and turning away from all thy callings and thy warnings. Lord, wilt thou bless us indeed with blessings not only of the field, but blessings especially of those lessons that are so necessary to learn in order to meet thee in peace and in righteousness. Wilt thou be all with all those that are afflicted, those that have special needs of the body, those that are weak. Wilt thou give health, give strength, give support, encouragement, and wilt thou supply in all the needs, be with the youth. Oh, give them turn away from the desires that the devil does use to draw them to this world. Also those who have no more desire to be among us, Lord, may thou bring them again in thy mercy, and wilt thou seek them out who will never seek after thee. And Lord, that is our life, a rebellious life. Oh, may thou turn us then, help us in this morning hour. Wilt thou be also with those that work not only in the fields, but in other occupations in this life. Wilt thou prosper them also and give guidance unto each and every one when there are difficult decisions that must be made in this life concerning occupations. Lead our children and wilt thou keep us all from sin. Help us to bring thy word. Take away all that can come in between. Our hearts are wretched, Lord, and we cannot preach and we cannot hear with profit except thou be in the midst of us. Oh, may thou show thyself then in this morning. And for it is again a new time that we stand before, and we need thy spirit and thy presence. May thou help us then undeservedly, and give thy undeserved blessing
and that indispensable blessing for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 287, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thy Spirit, O Lord, makes life to abound. The earth is renewed and fruitful the ground. To God ascribe glory and wisdom and might. Let God in His creatures forever delight. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 287. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day, to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to heaven. Israel congregation is standing on the verge of the entrance into the land of Canaan, that is, the promised land. Thus, for Israel, there is a new time coming in their life. And Israel is, as it were, standing just before the edge, just before the border of this new time, of this new land. Behind them lies the wilderness that has been a very long way for them. It was a very long 40 years. How many sorrows lay behind them in those 40 years? How many difficulties? The death of their parents they have experienced in those years laid them in graves within that desert land, that wilderness season, a season lies behind the children of Israel. And now they are here at this Jordan River. They are here at this entrance into the land of Canaan. And they are standing here at the verge of receiving the blessings of the Lord. That is, that they may eat, we read, the good of the land. They are the blessings of the field. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Thus the Lord is about to go forward with the children of Israel. And the Lord has promised that he will send the hornet before the children of Israel, and that he will drive out for the children of Israel all of their enemies, the Canaanites, and that they are going to receive the victory in all of their warfare. What a blessing, what a promise that the children of Israel may go forward with in their new life. But Moses does not just allow the children of Israel to fly upon the spoil without any kind of consideration. They have done that once before in their life. Do you remember that, boys and girls? When the Lord, because of the desire of the children of Israel, had sent quails, and they may have in that day an abundance of food to eat, and they did fly upon that spoil. And then the Lord punished them. And Moses does not allow the children of Israel, as it were, now just to fly upon that spoil. But Moses stops for a moment with the children of Israel. And Moses wants to admonish them. He wants that the children of Israel would stop a moment and consider before they enter into this new promised land. Congregation, we also today, we stand as it were before a new season. Very soon, the long winter, cold winter, that will be behind us. It comes to an end. What is now lying before us? It is always nice, boys and girls, when it begins to get warm, and then we see all the flowers begin to grow and all the plants in the fields and the trees begin to get their buds. And that is such an encouraging time. in the springtime. Thus it is the blessings of the field that are lying before us. It is a promised blessing. When did the Lord promise that? That He will continue to give in the world food and drink. Do you know? The Lord has promised that. When? That was when Noah came out of the ark. And when he came out of the ark, then everything had been destroyed. Why? Because of sin. And then the Lord promised that He would not do that again, to send a great flood in the world. But He said that as long as the world stands, there is going to be seed time and a harvest time. There's going to be a springtime and a fall time. The seasons, they are going to come and go. And now we stand before it. But before we enter into it, then we have a desire also, even as Moses did with the children of Israel, before they entered into the blessings of the land of Canaan. And we wish in this morning to stop a moment and to consider that we are not just flying upon the spoil, but that we may stop a moment and receive an admonishment from the Lord, each of us, you and me. We wish to consider that admonishment out of the Word of God that we have read together from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Just the first phrase. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, the first part. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. So far, the words of our text and also their context. A serious admonishment to Israel as they prepare to receive the blessings of the Lord. First, an admonishment to consider. Read that in verse 5. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart. Second, an admonishment to remember. Read that in verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Third, an admonishment to beware. That is in verse 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Thus a serious admonishment to Israel as they prepare to receive the blessings of the Lord. First, an admonishment to consider. Second, an admonishment to remember. And third, an admonishment to beware. Moses himself, congregation, is not going to go into the land of Israel. It is necessary that Moses will die on this side of the land of Jordan. And now Moses has the welfare of the children of Israel upon his heart. That is, just as a father, when he must pass away, and when he is upon his deathbed, that he is looking yet to the future for his family, and that he is giving to them a warning that how they should behave themselves when he himself is not with them anymore, so also now Moses, even as the father of that people who has been chosen by the Lord to lead them out of the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan, and through that wilderness, that people lay on the heart of this Moses, the prophet of the Lord, all his life. And now Moses is going to die. And then Moses is concerned. He's concerned about the children of Israel as they will continue on their journey and enter into the land that the Lord has promised them. What is now going to be their behavior when he is gone from them and when he is no longer able to warn the children of Israel anymore? We know that the children of Israel have now for a long time been looking forward to this promised land. They have waited for many, many years. Most of those who had come actually out of the land of Egypt have died. Thus, it is a different generation that Moses is now speaking to than he has spoken to when he has first left that land of Egypt. Many of these have never stood at Mount Sinai when the Lord has given to the children of Israel his law. Most of them have never heard that voice of the Lord of which the children of Israel were so afraid in that day that they have asked for a mediator, that Moses would speak unto them and not God himself. Thus, Moses, before that he allows the children of Israel to go into the land of Canaan, then he first is bringing to them the law of God once again, that he will go over with the children the things that the fathers had received so many years ago. Do we do that also, parents? How many children are sitting in our midst in this day? And now have they also heard out of our mouth that law of God that has been taught unto us by our parents? So many things we know, but now we also must instruct our own children. And thus Moses, he is telling the people here, and he is teaching them what they ought to do and what they ought to think once they go over that Jordan and enter into that promised land, and when they are filled with all the blessings that the Lord has promised to them. And what does he say? He says these three things. He says, in the first place, you shall and you must consider. And in the second place, you must remember. And in the third place, you must beware. Thus, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. What does that mean, boys and girls? What does that mean? To consider. Consider. Well, that means that we have to think very, very hard about something. That we have to bring that over and over in our mind. That we have to meditate upon it. And we have to think about all of the things that are related to it. How? Why? Where to? So, to consider, to reflect, to ponder, to think about it seriously. And now, in the first place, the children of Israel are to consider that it was the Lord who led them unto this place. That it was not just by chance that they have come to this new land, this good land, this land of plenty. No. But it was that Lord himself, that it was the Lord who has guided them in that way, that he has led them by that pillar of cloud and that pillar of fire. That the Lord has shown unto the children the way, that the Lord has had dealings with the children of Israel.
that it was the Lord who has brought them into this land. Thus, they were to consider who it was that had given unto them all of these blessings. Consider this. Remember this. Never forget this. Meditate upon this thing. Consider the Lord in His goodness. Consider the Lord in His mercy. Consider the Lord in His loving kindness, His long suffering, as a father is giving to his children everything that is good for them. From where does that proceed? That proceeds out of the love of the heart of a father. To give what, young people? To give what? To give blessings. Oh, yes, that's true. To give blessings. Not only blessings, but also to give chastisements. They also come out of the hand of your father. When you are punished, that comes also out of the love of the heart of your father. Blessings and chastisements. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Thus they are to consider, and they are to consider why. Why was it that the Lord has dealt so with us? Why was it that the Lord brought us in this way out of the land of Egypt? It didn't have to be that way. It could have been in a much different way. It did not have to take 40 years. No, that could have taken just a week. That they had been immediately in that land of Canaan. Then Moses says, you must consider who it is that has brought you out of that land into this good land. How that the Lord has brought you here. Why that the Lord has led you in such a way. And he tells them why. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Thus Moses tells them why. He says, consider this, meditate upon this in your heart, why this is. And why is it? He says, to humble thee and to prove thee. That is something that is actually the great work of the Holy Spirit that we read so many times in the Word of God. To humble thee. Why is that necessary? Well, what has man done? In paradise, man has lifted himself up in pride against God. He has wanted to take that throne of God. He has come in rebellion. He has come in competition with God to take his throne, to take his sovereignty. Devils did that too. And what did the Lord do to the devils? He cast them out. So that there is absolutely no hope for those evil spirits. But it was not the intention of the Lord to completely cast out mankind. No, that then the Lord had a different purpose in mind with his creature, man, with his elect. And what was that? The Lord wanted to bring them again into his presence. He wanted to bring them again into his favor, into his communion once more. Congregation, how alone is that possible? That is only possible in one way. And that is that man is humbled. That man is coming in the dust. That man is made a subject of God again. Why is that now the only way that man can be brought into that communion with God? That is because God cannot change. And who is he? He is on the throne. He is the sovereign one. Can God give then that place to man? Can he come off his throne and make himself subject to his creature? That is impossible. And therefore, there is only one way that man can be brought back into that blessed communion, that there can be a relationship between man and the creature, between the creature and God again. That is that man takes his place in subjection, and that the Lord has his place on the throne, and that God is not serving man, no, but that man is serving him. Thus, we say the necessary work of the Holy Spirit in the life of his church, that is to humble his people. Can man bring himself in that place? That is impossible. We know that there are people that have a very humble character, some much more than others, that are able to place themselves immediately under their fellow men. Had we only all had such a character. But the Lord, he says, look on everyone that is proud and bring him low, and then I will confess that thy own right hand can save you. That is the impossibility of that work, to bring a proud man low. That we cannot do. We cannot do it to ourselves. We cannot do this to one another. Only the Lord can humble a man. We're born in a state of rebellion. That is the will, that evil will that is lying in our heart. Therefore, it is only the power by the mercy of God that can lay you and I in the dust before him. That is the reason that the Lord said that he led his people in the way that he did out of the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan. He says, I did it to humble you. I did it so that I may bring you into the right place, and so that we may have a relation once again between God and his creature. A relation of favor. A relation of communion. That is why I led you in this way. To humble thee and to prove thee. What is that? To prove someone, to prove something. That is, really to put it to the test. That is, to bring something against it very strong. We're not just in a light way asking what it is, no. But we don't just take the testimony of a person, but we bring things against it to really see if it is true. That it has to stand upon its own character. That it has to stand upon its own foundation. And when we bring the wind and the storm against it, well, when it is not true, then it will come tumbling down. So to prove thee. Then the Lord says there is much in religion that is not of me. There is so much, even in my own children, that has to be taken away from them. The Lord says he will try them as silver is tried, and he will prove them
even as gold. We had to do that, boys and girls, when we were young. Then we had a certain job, and then we had to melt lead. And so we had molten lead, very, very hot. And when you would heat up that lead, then all the impurities of that lead would come to the top, and they would lay on the surface. And then we would scoop off the impurities off the top. But how do you come with that lead so that it is pure? The only way that is to heat it up. And when you heat it up, then there is a separation. And so the Lord, he says, I have led you in this way to humble you, and I have led you in this way to prove you, to see what was the foundation, whether you would walk in my commandments or no. And Moses now says to them, consider. When you have gone over this Jordan and you begin to receive all the blessings, then, children of Israel, consider this. Consider why. And not only consider, he says also in our second thought, remember. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. What is that? To remember. That is, to bring something to your memory again. So you had it in your memory before. It is something you have experienced. And he says to remember it. That is, to bring it again to your conscious thought, to think back about it again. Congregation, do we do this too? To remember, to go over again? Do we do that especially in the days of prosperity? Isn't it true that we often just go on in the busyness, especially of our time? That word remember that is used very often in the Bible, that the Lord has to say to his people, don't forget, don't just go on, but you must consciously bring things back into your memory again. And what is it that Moses will have the children of Israel to remember? That is the former times, all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years, to recall those former times in order to consider them, meditate, ponder upon them, look upon their purpose, see who is the doer of them, to humble thee, to prove thee. What has he done? He says that he led them through the wilderness. Was not a plentiful country. In the wilderness, that was a place where no man dwelt. That was not easy for the flesh of the children of Israel. That was something that we do not desire. That is not according to what we are wishing for ourselves and asking for in this day for the future. Moses says, remember it and consider why that the Lord has led thee in this way. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. He suffered thee to hunger. Is that not something? Boys and girls, is that not something? When your father and your mother would have plenty of food in the cupboards, but they would not give it to you. No, but they would allow you to hunger. Say, a few days, my child, then you must go without food. The Lord had plenty of food. Yet there were times that the children of Israel, they hungered. Why did the Lord do that? He had a purpose. The Lord, Moses says, consider this. Think about this. Why did the Lord withhold from you? That was to make you feel your want. That was to make you feel how helpless that you are, to give yourself the very necessities of this life. Therefore, the Lord withheld it to show that you can never provide for yourself even the things that you need the most. He fed thee with manna. Moses says, remember that. Consider that the Lord fed thee with manna. He did not allow you to sow your fields and to reap the harvest of your land. He fed you in a different way. Consider this, remember this. Why was this that the Lord has fed you in this way and not used other means? Well, the Lord has fed you from heaven. He has fed you from above. And the Lord made you to feel with this how dependent that you are. That everything had to come from Him. And when the Lord would withhold it, then you would die. The Lord made you to feel. He gave you to experience by this way of leading you how that you needed the blessing of the Lord on that light food. We would say a man couldn't live on it. But that light food that was good enough, it was nourishment for you, health and strength for you because of the blessing of the Lord upon it when you were in that wilderness. And then you may experience that you did not need the abundance and you did not need the luxuries of this life in order to stay alive. No, what did you need? You only needed my blessing upon that simple food. Moses says, remember this, children of Israel. Consider this, why the Lord has done this. By giving you that manna, I taught you the rebelliousness that lays in your heart. I taught you by giving you that manna how covetous that your heart is. That you loathed this light bread. I gave you self-knowledge. I instructed you in the ways of providence. All this, Moses says, the Lord has done. Why? To humble you and to prove you and to bring you in that dust of self-abasement before Him, that you may worship Him. And that you may never leave Him. And that He may show you the perverseness of your hearts. And that He may show you His own faithfulness toward Himself. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell at these 40 years. Thus the Lord says, I also cared for your raiment. You did not need new raiment. Because the raiment that I gave to you that has lasted for these so many years. Why did the Lord do that, Moses says? He did that to humble you under His goodness. The Lord did that to bring you low, to break your heart. Congregation, how is it? May we also consider, may we also remember, recall the dealings of the Lord with us also, even in an outward way. Now the question, did it humble us? Did it make us loathe ourselves? Did it bring us in the dust before Him? Did it give us to worship Him? His chastisements, His blessings. Did it make us say, Lord, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? May we know that place. And then Moses says, beware. But let us sing first. Psalter 290, 1, 2, 7, 8, and 9. Praise ye the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks and bless His name. His loving kindness changes not from age to age the same. 1, 2, 7, 8, and 9 of Psalter number 290.
Thank you.
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. That is the admonishment of Moses to Israel. He is concerned and he fears. Why? Because Israel is now coming in circumstances in which Moses knows will be very, very easy for them to forget. What kind of circumstances are these? They are circumstances of prosperity. And in prosperity, then it is very, very easy to forget. Land of wheat and barley, vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Soon, congregation, they are not going to lack anything. According to the needs of their bodies, according to the desires of all their flesh, all the blessings of the Lord are going to be poured out unto the children of Israel. But those are now circumstances wherein Israel is going to come into the greatest temptations. Moses knows that. And it is for this reason that Moses warns them. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. What does he say? Beware. Congregation, what is that? To beware. That has two words in it. Do you hear that, boys and girls? Beware. That is, be aware. And when we are aware, then we are not sleeping. No, then we are aware. We are awake. And we are thinking. So he says, beware. Be aware. The fears of Moses were not unfounded. History bears out that the fears of Moses, they were well grounded. Why? Well, when Israel had eaten and was full, what happened? Then they served the idols. Then they looked to all the other lands. And they forgot the Lord their God. And they said, indeed, the might of my hand has gotten me all this wealth. And what did the Lord have to do? The Lord had to take it all away from them again. And he had to bring them into the land of Babylon, where again they had to suffer want. Why? To make them to remember again. And to make them to consider again. Oh, how hard it is to humble man. But how easy it is for man to take that place of pride. So much labor to bring man down. And in one moment, he is flying. This day, congregation, we are asking the Lord for prosperity. We are asking the Lord to go with us. We are asking the Lord for a blessing. But do we understand? And do we see? Do we feel the dangers? Are we aware of all the dangers that lie in blessings and in prosperity? Agur was aware of it. He said, Lord, feed me with food convenient for me. Oh, he was afraid of himself. Give me neither poverty nor riches, lest I be full, and then I say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord my God in vain. David in Psalm 89 prays against his enemies. And when he prays against his enemies, he asks the Lord to let their table become a snare before them, and that which should be for their welfare, let it become a trap. Their table, what is that? That is a table that is laden with all kinds of good things. Their prosperity. That it would become for them a snare. And congregation, how often is that not so? For you and for me, that our prosperity becomes to us a snare. And what was for our welfare, the food and the drink, becomes to us a trap. Very difficult lesson to learn, that everything must come from above. A very easy lesson to forget. We don't know what is before us in this coming season. Or maybe, maybe the Lord is going to do with us so, so very differently. Maybe that warfare that is in other lands, in which also our soldiers fight, maybe that warfare in this coming season that will come into our own land, maybe that fight against terror, that fight will come to our own soil. The possibility is very real, because we know that this is what the enemies in so many places are seeking this day to do. And maybe that the Lord will suffer in these seasons these kinds of awful things to come upon us, to make us feel our need, to make us feel our want, to make us feel our lack. Maybe it is a time coming when our tables, they will see scarcity. Maybe. In order that the Lord may instruct us that we do not need all the luxuries in order to live, but that we stand in need of the blessing of the Lord. Oh, how righteous would the Lord be when the Lord would suffer us to learn how little that it's possible to live on in this world. that we don't need the great abundance, that man does not live by bread alone. But congregation, maybe not. Maybe before us is a prosperous season. Or that is what we hope. Maybe the Lord is going to bless us with our children. But if that is so, if that is really so, then what are we going to do with it? What are our intentions? What are our desires? What are our thoughts? Do we have any thought in this day, prayer day? Do we have any thought in this day with what we might do with all the blessings that we would ask for? Why should the Lord give it to us? Can you tell, boys and girls, fathers, mothers, can we say why? What can we lay before the Lord when we are asking the Lord to give us these blessings? If the Lord gives us health, what are we going to do with that health? And if He continues to give us strength to do our work, and if He is going to give us much money, much property, what is then our intention? What is then our thought to do with all the blessings that we are asking for this day? Have we thought of His commandments? Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Do those commandments of the Lord, really, do they mean anything to us? As we are asking from Him to shower us with blessings, is it then our intention to serve Him in the way of the keeping of His commandments? Do we intend, after a few months, when we may receive those blessings, to look back upon this day that we were together in the house of prayer? To look back upon this day when we asked the Lord if He would give to us these blessings? Is the goodness of the Lord, if the Lord would be good to us, will it lead us to repentance? If He will pour out His blessings on us, will we then leave the world and every former friend and the service of all that is vain? Will we do it? If the Lord will bless us, will it humble us? Will we lead a tender life? Will we glorify Him? Or will we say, as we are so wont to do, my hand and the power of my might has gotten me all this wealth, and I can do with it as I please in the service of the world? Why? Why should the Lord bless us? Congregation, consider, remember, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. That is the word of the Lord, not just to you, also to me. On this prayer day, that we cannot live by bread alone, but only by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, what wretched, wretched creatures we are. And Lord, we cannot promise thee to become any better. This has been our life from our birth to this moment, taking all thy blessings for granted, and going on in the service of the world. Lord, we cannot promise thee anything because we have evil and wretched hearts. But Lord, we ask of thee one thing. Give us a new heart. Oh, give us a changed heart. A heart that may be broken under thy blessings. That may become guilty before thee. And that may need to be washed. That may need to be cleansed. And that may be given to long for thy dear Son. Remember us further this day. Give us to meditate upon thee and upon thy holy word. Bring it in our hearts with power. Bring us with desire in thy house in this evening. Forgive all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 230, stanzas 4, 5, and 7. To us thy mercy now afford, and show us thy salvation, Lord. Yea, and thou wilt answer us in peace if from our folly we will cease. Stanzas 4, 5, and 7 of Psalter 230. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.